Have you ever gotten so icked out by a guy you wanted to lose him but just don't know how? Well, I'm here to teach you. My name is Abby Bloom, and I'm here to teach you on how to lose a guy in 10 days. I remember a couple years ago when I was talking to this one guy, and I was interested in him in the start, but then I started to get, like, icked out because the things that he were doing were just not my kind of vibe. And we didn't really hang out in person as well, so we texted a lot more. And I wanted to obviously stop talking to him, but I didn't know how to do it, and I didn't know how to, like, tell him. So I'm going to speak from my experience first, and then I'm going to tell you guys a story about how one of my friends lost a guy. So basically, I just opened up the texting app that we were using. It's called Snapchat. I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with it. And there is this feature, it's called half swiping, where if you half swipe it, the other person will know that you're, like, half swiping it. So I half swiped the chat, and then what he said just, like, made me so icked out that I, like, automatically just had to tell him that I wasn't really looking for a relationship with him. So you kind of just want to let them know that they are not the right person for you, and that you are willing to find someone else and not with this person. Like, you're willing to find your future but not with this person. So basically what I told him, from my memory, I told him that, hi, like, I'm sorry, I'm not really interested in you anymore, and I don't want to lead you on, and I just want to end it from here. Of course, we can, you know, still be friends, but I'm not really looking for a relationship with you. And obviously he didn't really take it that well, because no one really likes to be, like, I don't know, like, ended with or whatever it's called. But at least I lost him. But yeah, this was, like, a couple years back, and probably both more mature now, but yeah. Another way how you can lose a guy over text is, okay, so I'm going to go for more of a toxic way. Maybe that'll, like, that will help you, but that won't help the guy. You know what I'm saying? So a way to lose a guy over text is you constantly have to be dry. Like, the more he texts you, the more you just have to, like, let him text you, but just, like, don't respond as much. Like, leave him undelivered for hours. Leave him, like, just don't give him as much attention as you used to. If you're trying to lose him, you don't want to give him attention, because that will just make him come back to you. Or in some cases, if you don't give him attention, he's going to want to chase for it. Because I know, like, some people, they like that. But in this case, we're trying to lose him, so we're trying to not make him come back to us. So, yeah, just basically be more dry, be more, like, less enthusiastic on text. For example, he's gonna say, like, oh, I'm so excited to see you this weekend, and then just respond like, yeah, totally. Actually, no, because, like, sometimes it depends on how you, like, people interpret tone differently over text, so you probably just want to be like, yeah, sure, you know, and then that just makes them like, whoa, what does she mean? Yeah, sure. Like, does she mean that she's not excited, she's not interested, like, she's looking forward to it? He's gonna start thinking about all of these, like, different scenarios in his head, and it makes him, like, be confused and conflicted. And obviously, if you're confused in a relationship, it's not the right relationship for you, because in a relationship you want to have security, you want to have trust, you can't have confusion. And another way to lose him over text as well, this is very, very toxic. I've never done this, by the way. Disclaimer, I've never done this. And I don't recommend doing this, but if you're really desperate, and you're, if you're texting him, just, I don't know, send him a picture with you and hanging out with another guy, you know? It's the worst way to go about it, but if that's your way to go, I guess go with it. You know, no one's judging you. I'm not judging you. I personally wouldn't do it myself. I don't recommend it, but that is a very desperate way if you really want to lose him, like, right that instant. But if he still is wanting to come back to you, it's not a sign. Don't take it back. You just cannot go about that way. You have to go a different way. You have to personally tell him that you cannot endure in this relationship any longer. Yeah, so in a couple minutes, or actually in a little bit, I'm going to invite one of my friends onto the podcast, and she's going to talk about one of the ways she's lost a guy over text. And hopefully this will, like, connect to some of you in a way, and if it's not for you, then it's... All right, everyone, we're back, and I'm with my guest.
Hey, guys, I'm today's guest, and my name is Kaopun. For me, whenever I lose a guy, it's a bit different from Abby, and I'm going to tell you a situation I've done in my past. And so, basically, I was talking to someone a couple months ago, and we were arguing a lot. So I just left it unopened on Snapchat and didn't reply back. I usually just do this when I want to end it with someone because it's super easy and you don't have to stress over arguing with the other person. Have you guys ever done this before? How about you, Abby?
Personally, yeah, but I don't have as much like experience with you.
I see.
Wait, with you? I mean, like, I don't have much experience as you, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know your situation,
yeah.
But I don't have that personal experience.
See.
But I actually have kind of, like, had something similar to that. Like, I recently just ended my first, like, long-term relationship.
Oh, no.
Like, due to my own decisions, like, I decided to, like, leave him unopened and
yeah.
then, like tell him I wanted to end it.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously I have, like, conflicting feelings. Like, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. I feel like it wasn't the right decision. But in the end of the day, you kind of just have to leave him unopened, like you said. Just
yeah.
leave him unopened, and then that will, like, relieve your stress. That will make everything feel better. I know it's going to take time, but...
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you,
yeah.
Abby. It will take time, but one day it will get better.
One day it will get better, yeah. So, who else, like, do you know has, like, left him open on text or whatever? Like, I'm not saying you have to mention the name, just, like...
Oh, there was this one time, another friend...
Mm-hmm.
named Sydney.
Okay.
She was texting this guy,
mm-hmm.
and then basically we've heard some bad things about him, right? So we discussed with another person of what to do, and the other person suggested she should just unadd him
mm-hmm.
and remove him from her life, because
mm-hmm.
what he had done was not a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she did that, and then it actually was good for her. It was a great decision for her to do that. Yeah,
so there's multiple ways that you can go about, like, losing a guy on text. There's, number one, like, being dry. Have you ever, like, just been dry to a guy and he just, like, completely, like, detached? Like, you knew that you didn't want to be with him and
yeah,
he was just,
I've
like...
Yeah, I've done that.
Really?
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've kind of done that, too, but, yeah. Have you ever, like... Oh, yeah, here's another one. Like, as I said before, like, if you want to be toxic, just, like, send a picture of you with another guy, like, hanging out with another guy, and then that'll just let him know, like, damn, like...
Personally, I've never done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, personally,
that's,
I've never done that.
I think that's, like, the worst thing
that's
you
the worst
could
thing you can do. That's
do.
Actually
yeah,
super toxic.
I feel so bad for the guy.
I feel, yeah, me
yeah.
too. And, like, what Kaopun said as well, like, unadd, block him. Block him.
Just remove him.
Remove him from your life if you
yeah.
don't want him.
Yeah,
it doesn't do you any good if you're just there.
Yeah.
So leave him. Leave
yeah.
the text. Say bye-bye.
If he's not making your life better, just leave him.
Just leave him, yeah. And the same goes both ways. Like, this is also just for guys as well. But another way is, like, as you said, leave him on open. Like, just it's similar. I think it's, like, it's a little bit better. Like, it's less worse than blocking someone, because it's like immediate no contact. But like leaving someone on open, you still have the chance to, like, reconnect with them if you decide to. But we are not trying to do that. We're trying to lose a guy over text. So you want to block him. I don't really suggest leaving him on open, because that's not going to do you any good.
It's kind of mean. But.
Yeah, it's kind of.
But if, like, you really hate him, then...
If you really hate him, then, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that also gives him a chance to just, like, come back into your life and always, like, look at your stuff, look at your posts, whatever, you know, social media, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, like, yeah.
And it really depends on the guy.
Yeah, like, it really depends on the guy and how he takes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another way to lose a guy over text is let him know. This is the best way to lose a guy, personally, in my opinion. Speaking from experience, let him know that you want to end it. And if it's over text, just say, hey, I'm not really interested in this relationship anymore. I want to end it. And then you can leave on unopened. But I know there are some petty people out there, like me. I don't like when I'm left unopened, but I'm okay when he's left unopened.
Same.
If he leaves me unopened, I'm blocking him. Yeah. But if I leave him unopened, I'm okay. And if he blocks me from me leaving him unopened, I'm blocking him back. I'm not having that. I'm too petty. But yeah, I think what I said before, like the less toxic way was to just let him know.
Yeah, yeah, let him know.
Have you
be
ever,
nice.
Like,
yeah.
Have you ever like just let him know or
no? No? Actually, maybe like 2 years ago, but yeah.
Yeah. I always have to just let them know. I can't just block them or I can't just.
Yeah, it's good to end on good terms. Yeah.
It's good to be civil about it, but it's going to hurt the most. But you're just going to want to like let him know over text.
Yep.